I'm standing on a very cold platform at Milton Keynes Central train station. Lots of people clutching hot drinks or hands in pockets, scarves, hats. It's just the beginning of November still. I think we're in for a cold one this winter. Nevertheless, I'm feeling quite sprightly, quite mobile, quite light on my feet. Why? Because I don't really necessarily feel weighed down by the normal chasmous colossal tech bag that's on my back. And I do have a epic tech bag. When my 15-inch MacBook Pro is in there, there's so many peripherals and things I feel like I need to take with me, and spare battery power and all kinds of stuff. And I put my back out more than once, picking it up with one hand whilst trying to swing it on my shoulder, forgetting exactly what was in there. It's the North Face Surge, which is a great bag, but as it's got so much space, you do tend to want to stick stuff in it. Yeah, all right. I'm standing well back. That's my platform, platform 6. It looks like there's a vehicle stuck on the track somewhere up ahead, so a lot of the trains are being delayed and I've got to get to Manchester. Cue loud train passing. I wonder if there's an audio version of train spotting, because I just felt very guilty of it then. So the reason for this new lightweight, swift-moving setup that I have is the purchase of the new 11-inch MacBook Air. And it's, to a certain extent, revolutionised my tech bag. And I know that sounds like a very dramatic statement, but I have an iPad. Why would I get a MacBook Air, a lot of people said, when I have an iPad? It's become way more evident now I'm using the new small MacBook Air, and obviously people who are Windows only, who have had netbooks for ages now, or Linux only, sorry, I shouldn't just say Windows only, or they have known this for a while, but there's a certain amount of functionality with the new MacBook Air which is just not available really on the iPad without everything becoming very, very difficult. And it's a lovely, wonderful, very interesting challenge to try and edit photographs, particularly raw, and video, particularly high def, on the iPad. It is doable, but it's more the geek challenge. Let me see if I can do this. Well, I've got over the excitement of seeing if I can do it, because I can do it, and it takes bloody ages. So I've now kind of relegated the iPad to the position I think Apple wanted it to be. Maybe the next version with an inbuilt camera and all kinds of other stuff will be different, but it is just now by the bed. It is the reading device, the play device, the gaming device. 10:13 service. Oh, I thought that was going to be my train. Listen to this. 31 minutes late for Birmingham. If my train is late that long, I will be late for my Manchester meeting. So what was I saying? Yes. God, they just go on, don't they, here? Yeah, so the iPad is primarily for absorbing content, exactly as a lot of people said it would be. It's made me absorb a lot more content. It's great reading the papers in the morning and getting a video thrown in there for good measure. And if I do feel like playing a game, I can play a game. And I have my books synced on there. I am doing more reading on the iPhone 4 because the screen is just so good for that. So, is it really worth the investment? Not unless your job requires you to carry a lot of tech, and the kilos less that you'll be carrying will be as beneficial as I feel that the kilos less have been for me. I got the 11-inch because if I'm getting the 13-inch, I might as well just go and get a 13-inch MacBook Pro, in my mind. The power on the MacBook Air has surprised me, and I'm sure it's all down to a solid-state drive. I've always carried an external hard drive, and I still do carry an external hard drive, but what I've done is I've got that external hard drive to be set up as a bootable drive, an exact clone of my MacBook Pro. So technically I have my MacBook Pro in my bag, but bootable on the MacBook Air should I need any of the masses of 500 gig of data and all the rest of it. I'm going to get a very compact 1 terabyte external hard drive, partition it, have half of it as a bootable MacBook Pro and the rest of it as extra storage, because 120 odd whatever it is gig of hard drive is manageable. But once I've filled it with all the apps I want, the Photoshop, the Lightroom, all the bits and bobs that I like to use, fantastic. Now, I still have no love for Apple as a company, as an organization. I think they are moving towards very scary times for the Apple user if they are talking seriously about apps which they're going to be doing on laptops. I really, really hope it doesn't start infringing on our ability to use freeware. I mean, why are we even talking about this? It's a laptop. It should stay a laptop. Why are we, am I even a little bit worried about how Apple may remove the functionality of enabling us to use freeware or hack around with code? Not that I do that, but I know a lot of people do. But it needs to stay a laptop. Don't turn Apple hardware into the closed, no doubt, massive money-making system like the iPad and the iPhone is, because people will just hack it for a while, then get bored and switch to something else. Maybe if enough Mac people leave Apple, the loyalty they have to Apple, and start concentrating on open source stuff, then Linux will become, well, it really does need to become the ultimate in community-based, community-loved, community-curated, community-invented software, and the hardware comes to follow. We'll see. Anyway, enough of my little rant. I will say that I am very happy with the MacBook Air 11-inch. Another train coming through. And it is only, you know, a couple of days. Probably only the second day I've taken it out. So I will no doubt spout off some more about how the tech has changed my life a little bit. Oh, my finger's gone numb. I can't click stop.